Today, I'm going to be talking about a player slash recorder that I purchased from Guidelights and Gadgets, which is Barry Scheuer's website. I went back to look this morning on there because I wanted to find out what the price was. I couldn't even find the recorder itself. The recorder itself is the Evo E10. It's so I would say if you're gonna purchase this from Barry, probably contact him and he'll tell you the price and all the rest of that kind of jazz. But you're not gonna find it on the website, or at least I did not. This player is about the size of a Bookport Plus, which means that it is about 3 inches by 6 inches by about 3/4 of an inch deep from front to back. It's probably at this point a good replacement for the Bookport because number one, they don't make the Bookport anymore. Number two, if you have a Bookport, you probably remember that the charger for it is its own special charger. The Evo E10 uses a standard mini USB cable. You can charge it using any USB wall wart that you have. One note of caution, the one that comes with it, in my case, did not work. And I spent probably a good 15 or 20 minutes tearing out my three or four hairs to try and figure out why the battery was not charging. And I finally just used another USB cable, and it worked fine. And I talked to Barry about this, and he said that he has had similar reports from other people. So he's trying to do something about that with the manufacturer. Okay, let's look at the unit itself. I'll give you a description of all the buttons. All of these buttons, by the way, are easily distinguishable tactile buttons. Some of them have little markings on them, in addition to the fact that they're, nice and easy to easily defined. Starting at the top left of the machine, and by top left, I'm defining it so that if you're holding the machine in the palm of your hand and the speaker is toward you and all the buttons are up above the speaker, starting at the top left, you have the power switch, which is flush with the front panel of the unit. Next to the power switch, you have the top button of a cursor cross, and the cursor cross has various usages depending on which application you're in. To the right of that, on the very top row, is a button with a little dot that's off center, and that's the record button. Down below the cursor cross, on the left-hand side, there is a little round button with an off-center dot. The dot is at about 7 o'clock, and that's the menu button. On the right-hand side, there's another not quite round button. I'm not quite sure what shape this thing is, but it's not exactly round, and it has a little dot on the right-hand side of it. That is the cancel button. Then you have a horizontal line that just goes across the flat surface of the unit. Down below that horizontal line, on the left, you have the volume down button, then you have the info button, then you have the volume up button, and then along the bottom, you have three keys. And when it comes from the factory, those three keys are defined as the music button, the FM radio button, and the bookmark button. And those can be changed, as I'll show you in a minute. On the right-hand side of the unit, going from top to bottom, you have three ports. You have a headphone jack, which is a 3.5 millimeter stereo plug, standard headphone jack. Below that, you have a mic slash line jack for either an external microphone or a line input. And below that, you have a mini USB port, which you can use to plug it into a charger or into a computer if you decide to use it as a mass storage device, which is nice if you want to transfer recordings from the unit to somewhere else in the real world. Along the top edge of the machine, there is a slot for a mini SD card, which is pretty standard fare these days on most devices. We will now apply power, which I will do by pressing and holding the power button. The unit vibrates, and it normally makes a sound which mine does not make because I just didn't like that sound.
No files.
Okay. The voice comes up and
Connected to dresser.
it says no files because I'm in my recording folder. I'm going to hit the cancel key to get out of that folder. We're going to come back to the recording in a few minutes here, but
Main folder, record folder.
okay, so now we are in what actually normally comes up when you apply power to the machine. And I'm going to use the up and down arrows to see what different folders we have here.
VTuner folder.
Okay, VTuner is a folder that contains a database of podcasts that this machine uses if you want to subscribe to podcasts.
My internet radio station.xml, 138 bytes.
Okay, now that's a file of stations that I have gone searching for. You can listen to internet radio with this. Now, you may have noticed that it said connected to Dresser when I first turned it on. That's because it's connected to my Wi-Fi network.
Daisy folder.
Okay, we have a Daisy folder. So this will read Daisy books. Right now in that Daisy folder, the only thing I have is the audio tutorial from Mystic Access, which you get when you buy this recorder.
DODP folder.
DODP folder is a folder that you would use if you were subscribed to other book services outside of the United States. I don't think there's anything that we can do here that will ever go in that folder.
Internet radio folder.
Internet radio. That is another database of internet radio stations.
Podcast folder.
Podcast folder, that's a database of podcasts.
Record folder.
And the record folder is where you can put your own recordings. Now, one of the big reasons that I got this machine was for the recording feature. And I guess before I even get into that, I should say that this will read Daisy books. It will read text file, RTF and DOC and HTML files. It will read audio material, MP3, WAV, FLAC, MP4. It'll read certain video files, MOV, DAT, and some of the other ones. And I'm not even sure all of which ones it'll read, but it really has a number of files that you can read. So I'm going to go into the recording folder here.
No files.
And by hitting the select button, and there's nothing in here. So I'm going to make a recording using the internal microphone. I press the record key. This is a recording that I'm going to use for the Vibug demonstration on April, whatever the date is today, 2021.
Recording ended. Record. April 10th, 2021, 1 MP3, 0 minutes 16 seconds.
The way that it indexes the recordings is by date and time, and I don't think it can deal with, I don't know, it may be able to deal with names, but when you make the recordings, that's the way they're going to be. So if I were to make a recording and I'm going to use it later on for some reason, I would probably copy it off the device and put it somewhere else and then rename it.
Record, April 10th, 2021,
Okay.
1 MP3, 0 minutes, 16
Okay, so
seconds.
I'm going to press the what is now the play button. This is a recording that I'm going to use for the Vibug demonstration on April, whatever the date is today, 2021.
And a file.
Okay, so that's the recording quality of it. Now, this machine does not have an automatic gain control, so you really have to pay attention to what your record volume is set to, or you can end up with something very distorted. It defaults to 8, and I believe there are 16 possible volumes, and for what I'm doing, 8 seemed to be pretty good. But now, here's where the real fun begins. One of the things you can do with this machine is you can actually edit this recording. And that was a big appeal to me, because sometimes I record interviews with people out in the field, and it would be nice to be able to edit some of those kind of things. And I'm going to show you how that works.
Playing mode, single play.
Okay, now I've pressed the menu button because I need to get into a menu of things we can do with this thing. And I'm going to use the up arrow.
Edit recording.
Okay, and edit recording is the one that I want here. So I'm going to press the select.
Entering editing mode and a file.
Okay, so now I'm in the editing mode. And now when I use the up arrows, I'm going to get...
Go to beginning.
I'm going to get some time things.
10 seconds, 30 seconds, 1 minute, 3 minutes.
And what these are...
5 minutes, 10 minutes. Go to beginning.
And those will determine what the left arrow key, the left and right arrow key does. So I want to go to the beginning. So I've now set it to go to the beginning.
Beginning of file.
Okay. Now I'm going to change the time to a 5 second interval.
10 seconds.
Well.
Go to beginning. 30 seconds. 10 seconds.
Well, I said it's going to be 10 seconds. It's not going to be 5. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to press the select button and play this file. And I want to get rid of, I deliberately said the word in the middle of this recording, and I want to get rid of that because I don't like having words like that in my recordings. So this is a recording that I'm going to use for, okay. So now, I found the word and I'm going to press and hold the left arrow. And I just rewound the thing before that word. I am now going to mark the start by pressing the music key.
Selecting started.
Now I'm going to press the select button again, or play button. And now I've gotten past that word. I am now going to press the radio button, which is going to be my ending marker.
Selecting ended.
Okay. Now, when I press the menu button, it's going to say...
Are you sure to remove?
It's asking me for confirmation if I want to get rid of the thing that I've selected. I do, so I say yes.
Saving file. File saved.
It's now saved the file.
The Vibug demonstration.
Go to beginning.
Now I'm going to go to the beginning.
On...
Beginning of file.
And let's play the file and see what we have.
This is a recording that I'm going to use for the Vibug demonstration on April, whatever the date is today.
You notice now that the word is gone, which is wonderful. But let's do something else here.
Beginning of file.
Go back to the beginning.
This is a recording that I'm going to use for...
wait a minute, let me think.
The Vibug demonstration.
Okay. Before the word on, I'm going to insert something into this file, which is kind of a neat thing that you can do. Let me go past that one, and then I'll rewind.
Not.
Okay. And what I'm going to insert is the word, the Evo E10. So we will press record. The Evo E10.
Saving file. File saved.
Okay, now let's go back to the beginning again
on...
Beginning of file.
This is a recording that I'm going to use for the Vibug demonstration on April...
Well, that didn't work.
Whatever the date is today.
Okay, I'm not sure what happened here, but it was supposed to insert, and for some reason it did not pick up the audio. So I don't fully understand why that happened, and I don't want to sit here and try to troubleshoot it. But you are supposed to be able to insert things into the middle of a recording just by going to the spot you want to go to and pressing the record button. And instead of appending it to the end of the recording, it inserts it in the middle, except when it doesn't, which in this case it did not, and I have no idea why. So for me, the ability to do this kind of thing is kind of why I bought this recorder. There are a lot of other things you can do, obviously, with this. You can listen to podcasts. You can listen to internet radio. And by the way, if you are listening to a podcast and you want to, you can use the internal recorder here to actually record the audio that you're getting from the podcast. And the same is true with internet radio stations. That's kind of a fun additional thing you can do. Of course, you can read books, as I said. You can create music folders. You can do all that kind of stuff. I have to say, I would say that this, as I remember, the price was around $230, and it's not a bad deal for that price. As you can see, the quality of the recording is pretty good, and the editing feature, as far as I'm concerned, makes it a definite must-have. The battery is permanent. You cannot replace the battery, so I don't know what's going to happen when this thing dies. I guess at that point, I will just be able to plug it in somewhere and use it. I'm going to press the information key and see what the battery is doing these days.
Record. Time now is 14:50, April 10th, battery full.
I've been using this now for 20 minutes. The battery, I started out with the battery charged, and it's still full. And it goes between full, 75, 50, 25, and nothing.
Connected to dresser.
And that's the other thing, that the information button. And I get each of those things by pressing the information button over and over again. That's pretty much what I think I can show you. I mean, we could spend a lot of time going through settings and, you know, all of the other things that you can do with this recorder, but I think this will give you at least some of the flavor of what's possible.
When you recorded, or when you started to record, we heard a tone sound. So does the recording actually start after that tone finishes, so we don't hear the tone? I didn't hear the tone, but does the tone ever mess you up?
No, the tone seems to come before the recording actually activates.
Steve, is the battery replaceable?
No, unfortunately, it is not.
And I know you said you got it to battery. Is this available elsewhere, or is this just something he exclusively has right now?
If it is available elsewhere, I don't know if it is. I suppose if you search for, in the tutorial, they call it an Evo, as if it were EVO, E10. But when I used the device as a mass storage device, the name that it came to when it showed me the drives was EVIEW, E-V-I-E-W. So I have no idea why there's that discrepancy in the name that it calls itself and the name that I have heard from both Barry and from the Mystic Access tutorial. But, you know, I suppose if you search for EVO, E10, or EVIEW, E10, on your favorite place to buy things, you might be able to come up with it somewhere else for cheaper. I don't know.
I know you said that it takes an SD card. Do you have an idea how much recording time you get on this device? I don't know if I...
That's going to depend on whether you're using MP3 or Wave. Well, you don't have the choice of stereo or mono. You know, the amount of recording you get is going to depend on whether you're using a compressed format like MP3 or the full file size like a WAV file. It'll take a 32 gig card. If you look at, like with a WAV file, I think 600 megabytes is about the size of an hour-long CD. So you can do the math from there and kind of figure it out, I guess. And of course, with MP3, you get a lot more in a much smaller space, but you sacrifice some quality.
Thank you, Steve. That was excellent.
Yeah. Very good.